Well, as a U.S. national team athlete, I signed a contract every year with the U.S. Luge Association, and that contract stipulated what I could and couldn't say, how I should use my media time. Essentially, I was being trained to be a spokesperson for Verizon.
What would you say about Verizon? They give great phone service?
No, I would say, thanks, Verizon, for making all my Olympic dreams come true. The realization of my American Olympic dream is enabled by Verizon. So that's kind of the line kind of defines how an athlete talks about their relationship to Verizon. Of course, it's not always that specific line. But during the Olympics, of course, you take on a whole another range of sponsors, the sponsors of the U.S. team in general, USOC sponsors. And
Olympic Committee sponsors.
Yeah, the U.S. Olympic Committee sponsors. And so then you become a spokesperson for those sponsors as well. So, the sponsorship relationship and, the sponsors themselves are contingent upon the actual event, World Cup settings. Verizon was the main sponsor. The Olympics, you had the full range of U.S. team corporate sponsorship.
And yet, despite the fact that corporate sponsorship plays such a big role, you also point out that individual athletes, in fact, often have to take on other jobs just in order to support themselves because they see very little of that sponsorship money.
That's one of the repercussions of a privatized sporting hierarchy. The athletes are fully subsidized by their corporate sponsor when it comes to the basic level of subsistence. So Verizon paid for my travel expenses. They paid for my anything that I needed to live. Outside of that, I had no other lifeline to any other support. There's no government support. My contract mandated that the sponsorship I could pursue individually was limited based upon that allegiance to Verizon exclusively. So really, if I wanted to have any economic flexibility, I had to go out and get a job.